Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby, we're getting ready to talk to Nelson Stewart, head football coach at Newman High School. And I'm curious to know if he's going to have his voice, because every time I talk to him, he's rather raspy and hoarse.
It sounds like Coach O a little bit, but not quite, a little raspy.
Coach, you here?
I'm here. I'm holding on.
Your voice is pretty strong.
That's right. But we just, we're not in the middle of the season yet, though. So.
No. I had a spirited conversation to close practice, getting a little too close to the quarterbacks and team, but. Hold on a little bit, so it's there for now.
Speaking of quarterbacks, how about Arch Manning? How's he doing?
I do well, really, really proud of him. Had a great summer at 7-on-7, and really, he's got a playbook down pat, and he's certainly playing a little above his age right now. He's only a freshman, but really pleased with his development, what we've seen so far, and he's just gotten better each and every week. Tried to kind of build around some things he can do, and he sure is fun to coach. And he's got a lot in front of him. He's just a freshman. But he's had a really good camp for us.
I know that you mentioned a few times he's got a lot in front of him. He's a young kid. But you played with Peyton, and I'm not trying to make you compare him, but is there anything that reminds you, at least intellectually, football IQ-wise, of the Mannings in general? They all have great football IQs.
Well, yeah, I think that, just that quick processing speed that you hear about. And he's had really good attention to detail, things that – I grew up with Peyton, whether it's, how he, steps on his handoff or how he looks at play action. He really likes being coached. He likes individual drills. That's what, many of the guys that he really enjoys that time, just that one-on-one and getting on the board, watching film, and, just that relentless work ethic. You talk about the footwork and the release and all that. Yeah, those are good. But I think it's obvious he has a passion for the game. I really enjoy, like I said, just those little – we have a million little drills we do. He really likes the game. He has good attention to his craft. He looks at his film just individually and obviously our team stuff as well. So, there's runs of it. But like I've said, he's Arch Manning, and I try and focus on the first name, not the last. I think it's hard when you see it. I think he has a unique skill set. But, the pedigree's there, and obviously there's going to be some comparisons.
Is he your starter this year?
Well, we'll see. I think we're pretty close. I think, right now you don't do a formal declaration, but, he's getting most of the reps now. He had good command today. We've got a great senior, Bo Adams, that is able to go out at the wide receiver position, and that makes things a little bit easier as they flow through it. But, right now he's getting the majority of the reps, and, kind of how we all, we'll make some, a big announcement or anything, but, we're trajecting, I think, toward it, and he's going to go out against Hannon. We'll see how he does that live rush, and he's pretty close, and I think that's the biggest thing for us is, we said we'd get him there when he's ready. I think he's pretty close to ready, and, maybe a little further than we thought, but, it's definitely kind of trending that way, and we have a big scrimmage small with Hannon, and we'll get a good look.
Now, Coach Stewart, what are the expectations with your team right now? Just tell the audience, considering, Newman High School, that's a household name when you think about, like you said, the Mannings, but also Odell Beckham and all people involved with Newman football. So where are you at right now with the expectations?
Well, yeah, so, I think that with us, our expectations continue to be what they've been, extremely high. I think every year is different. I think, we're really excited about our front seven, our defensive lines. Like, we've got two outstanding defensive ends in Brandon Williams and James Downing, who are just relentless after the passer. We like our linebackers, obviously our secondary. I think we've got a really good senior-laden defense that can, really lead us from the start. We really believe in culture and team football. We have an outstanding receiver in Jamal Sullivan who has a chance to break every record we have, but we're just as excited about, obviously, the rest of our skill set. Our offensive line's coming together a little bit. So, look, we always set a high bar for ourselves. We want to, get after the regular season. We've been fortunate to go 22-3 over the past 2 years, back-to-back state semifinal appearances, and I think we try to keep it there. like we're hopefully getting close to that last game. We're working relentlessly to get there. So our expectations remain high, and we're just hoping to get better every day. And, again, we have very high expectations in the building, but I think it's a credit to our seniors and our outstanding staff.
Isidore Newman, head football coach, Nelson Stewart here on Sports Talk. And, Nelson, if I asked you one thing you definitively know, feel really good about your team, what would that be?
I think it's, be honest with you, it's our front four. We really, really are excited. Our interior players, Ramaj Waiters, and with Joshua Capel, but our defensive ends are outstanding, both returning their seniors, their returning all their players. Brandon Williams, I guess, a star, is a four-star defensive end with a number of Division I offers. James Downing, outstanding tight end defensive end, two-way player. We feel great about them. And then if you flip it, Jermaine Sutherland on the offensive side, he's so productive. He's got offers from since every Ivy League school. He's a captain, he's a leader. And we just, again, I think right there, we know those are kind of our rocks we're going to build on. And again, it's hard to get one thing, but I think those are the things we're kind of relying on right now, the presence is on both sides of the football.
Coach, opposite end of the spectrum, what's the one thing that you're not quite sure of that you want to see get answered before the season starts or maybe as the season unfolds?
Well, I think, you start with replacing three outstanding players. You have three All-State players in Liam Rowan, Ray Calhoun, and Mark Butcher, our quarterback. We got to see if we have some guys that can step into that role. And we have a number of young players in that. And I think that's going to be, we'll start two or three freshmen possibly. While they're very special, I think it's important to see how they, transition into the varsity role. And we've got a tough preseason schedule. So see how they, get in there. And like I said, we lost a number of starters. We love our seniors. But I think as our young players go in, replacing those, guys at top, I think that our seniors are good. We got to see how our young guys get in that role and get after it.
Coach, you do a great job for us during the state championship broadcast, but I got to tell you, man, I'd like you to take this year off from the broadcast and be coaching in that game, all right?
Oh, man, look, you and me both, we're working to get there, and I think the best part about seeing is you get to see what makes those championship teams. So we're working hard to get there, buddy, and again, I appreciate it very much.
Coach Nelson Stewart, thanks, man. Appreciate it. And go.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Go Newman. All right. The Greenies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.